You are listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM Cut in Eureka, Arcata, and Ferndale, which is where the old steeple is located in Ferndale Music Company.
Yeehaw!
Right now I have Paul, the owner, in here. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you, Bailey?
I'm quite fabulous. And you have a really cool show happening tonight. And we're going to go ahead and play something from Brian Sutton, who's playing tonight over the old steeple. And then we have a big announcement to announce after this track.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Nervous?
Look at my hair on my arm is standing up. Can you see that out there?
You are so hairy. You look like that you are half a Yeti.
Yeah. It fell down off of my head.
Gosh. All right. Well, anyway, Brian Sutton, you can get tickets at Wildberries now, and you can get them online, mm-hmm. and you can get them over at Mind's Eye Manufacturing, and you can get them at Ferndale Music Company.
Yep. Yeah, it's $25 in advance or $30 at the door.
Okay. So,
and the show's at 7:30 tonight. All ages. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sweet. So right now, Brian Sutton and Cumberland Reel. You're listening to KHUM. That was just Brian Sutton with Cumberland Reel, and he will be here in town tonight.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Yay.
This is Paul right now, the owner of the Old Steeple and Ferndale Music Company, and you all have lots of amazing things happening this season. So
oh, yeah.
Far.
We've got some really great people coming.
Led Kapanis coming back.
That's right.
Yeah. There's
David Lindley.
Yes.
That'll be who? We got Lawrence Juber's coming. John Jorgensen's coming. Alistair Fraser, Natalie Haas, Tom Russell.
Nice.
And we have
another show to announce right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the honors?
I think you should do it, Bailey.
Okay. Well, John Craigie is going to be over here coming up on April 20th.
Woo!
And right now we actually have him on the phone. How's it going, John?
Hey, going good. How are you?
We're excited to have you back, and this time in Ferndale.
I'm excited to come back. I'm sitting in McCall, Idaho, in I think it's like 3 degrees right now. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I can't wait. I can't wait to be back in California.
And yeah, the nicer weather that we have going on here. It's like, I don't know, 50 degrees right here.
We got the windows open.
Yeah, we have the windows open. It's so hot in here right now. Actually, it's like in Eureka, it's
like
40 degrees. Yeah. So
yeah, and I can't wait to come and play that venue. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, have you ever been there before? It's an old church. It's awesome.
No, I've been to Ferndale just in my visits to K-Hum.
Okay, have you ever checked out the graveyard?
No, I'll do all that.
Oh my gosh, the graveyard is amazing.
We're right next to the graveyard.
Okay, cool, I like graveyards.
Yeah.
It's like, it's famous for, like, the graveyard is one of the things that all the tourists come to see.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it is pretty impressive. It's not just, you know, a random graveyard. It's actually really beautiful. So
awesome.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I do like graveyards, though. I think they're beautiful. Portland has a lot of good ones. So.
Yeah, and your new album that you have coming out, No Rain, No Rose, on January 27th, that's just 2 weeks from now, is Portland-themed, isn't it?
Yeah. I recorded it in Portland with a lot of great Portland musicians and kind of to signify my somewhat recent move there. And a lot of the songs deal with that and deal with sort of the fun and magical things that are happening in Portland right now. I wanted to kind of capture that moment.
Well, that's awesome. That's super cool.
Yeah,
definitely looking forward to it.
That comes out the 27th. And thank you guys for spending some tracks from it already. I appreciate that.
Well, of course. You're an amazing artist. And
thanks, Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. So anyway, you wanted to go ahead and you want to play one of the tracks off the disc to get people excited about it?
Of course, and yeah, since we were just talking about California and you guys are there and I'm missing it today, let's do sort of my one California. Even though the album's about Portland, there is one California track because I love California and can't forget. That's where I was born and raised. So there's a track on there called "I Am California." I think that'd be a fun one to play.
All right, awesome. I'll put that on. And definitely looking forward to seeing you coming up here in April on the 20th.
Yep.
And Scene will be opening for you, and she is quite fabulous as well.
Awesome. Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks, Bailey.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Scene off of the new album Let It Breathe. It was called Flame.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it was really so good. I had such a fun time. She came in here with Johnny to play a couple tracks like almost a year ago now, and it was wonderful.
Right, right. Yep. They played the old Steeple last winter, I guess. I don't remember what month it was, but...
And Johnny had booked that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he had met her at some poetry thing in New York or something like that. They told the whole story.
Some big city.
I forget what it is. Yeah. And then they ran into each other again later, and it was like, oh, okay, yeah, come on by.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see you.
Yeah, it's really cool. Then after that show, she hung out at the Old Steeple for a couple days, writing songs, laying low. It was really fun.
Well, she's a really wonderful and genuine person. She played on over at Mad River Brewery last night.
That's right.
And now she's going to be opening up for John Craigie. And also, you have something else going on with her, too.
Yeah, we have
the day before.
We have this mutual love for Tom Petty Wildflowers, the album.
Yeah, which it's a great album.
Yeah. And so we came up with this idea where we're gonna cover the entire album and perform it. And we're looking for a venue to do that that week, probably the night before the John Craigie show. And so we're gonna do our version of a bunch of Tom Petty songs. But it'll be like listening to the album, you know, we'll play it in the order that the tracks are on the album.
Okay, so and you're not gonna do that at the Old Steeple, you're gonna do that somewhere else.
Correct.
Around town?
Correct.
Yeah. So if a venue is interested in having you on that week to do
Yeah. You know, we might do
call
it.
Call the Old Steeple. And
maybe Mind's Eye Coffee Lounge here in Ferndale. We'll see what happens.
So you're thinking a smaller venue like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe Mad River Brewery.
Maybe Mad River Brewery. I like beer.
I like beer, too. That's good. It's a nice family place, too. But so is the Old Steeple. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Being an all-ages show.
That's one of the things when we started the Old Steeple, you know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to go to shows, and that's what inspired me to play, but there were shows that I wanted to go to that I couldn't because they were 18 and over or they're 21 and over or whatever, and that was really frustrating for me. And so we made that a point when we opened that we'll always be all ages so that kids can come and be inspired.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, people should go on out and take the whole family or on over to any of the happenings over there at Ferndale Music Company.
That's right.
And the Old Steeple that's connected to that. And Brian Sutton tonight. And then what's the next show?
Next is David Lindley on February 6th.
That's coming up really soon.
Yeah, and that one's...
like 3 weeks from now.
That one's getting close to sold out.
So people should get their tickets in advance.
Absolutely. Yep. We had him last year, too.
And that sold out.
Yeah, it sold out, and he was crazy good. Crazy good.
Well, it's David Lindley.
Yeah. He's also crazy. But in a good way.
Well, I think that anyone who's in the music business has to have a little bit of crazy in their lives.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
But anyway, go check out FerndaleMusicCompany.com. You can get tickets, advance tickets through there, as well as Wildberries. And you can go to Mind's Eye Manufactory.
Yep.
And Coffee Lounge. And you can also stop on over to Ferndale Music Company. Plus, you all have lessons and lots of other things as well.
That's right. Guitars.
Strings.
More guitars.
Maybe a banjo here or there?
Got a couple banjos, a couple mandolins, ukuleles. Yeah, we got it all.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, anyway, I'm going to take a short break right now and then have a look at a few other things that are happening. We're going to have a look at your short list and then play a couple of other tunes. Maybe we'll put on some Tom Petty next.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Cahan.